which then diverge and split and diverge and split over and over again. Only this could produce the branching tree pattern required by Darwinian evolution, in which all species are modified descendants of a common ancestor. So if biologists could start with one species and make it split into two by using variation and selection, they would be able to observe branching speciation, the cornerstone of Darwinism. They would have found evolution's smoking gun. Biologists need the Nixon tape of June 23rd. A matter of unfinished business for biologists is the identification of evolution's smoking gun. The smoking gun of evolution is speciation, not local adaptation and differentiation of populations. Keith Stewart Thompson, American Scientist, 1997. Speciation as a research program. Attempting to observe speciation is complicated by the fact that biologists have not been able to agree on a definition of species, since no single definition fits every case. For example, a definition applicable to living, sexually reproducing organisms might make no sense when applied to fossils or bacteria. In their 2004 book, Speciation, evolutionary biologists Jerry A. Coyne and H. Allen Orr point out that there are more than 25 definitions of species. How can we choose among them? Biologists want species concepts to be useful for some purpose, write Coyne and Orr, but differ in what that purpose should be. We can think of at least five such goals. A species concept is useful, they explain, if it 1. Helps biologists to classify organisms, 2. Corresponds to the entities in nature, 3. Helps us understand how those entities originate, 4. Represents evolutionary history, and 5. Applies to as many organisms as possible. Coyne and Orr acknowledge that no species concept will accomplish even most of these purposes, but they feel that when deciding on a species concept, one should first identify the nature of one species' problem, and then choose the concept best at solving that problem. Like most other Darwinists, Coyne and Orr choose Ernst Mayr's biological species concept, BSC. Species are groups of interbreeding natural populations that are reproductively isolated from other such groups. Why? The most important advantage of the BSC is that it immediately suggests a research program to explain the existence of the entities it defines. Coyne and Orr feel that it is less important to worry about species status than to recognize that the process of speciation involves acquiring reproductive barriers. In The Origin of Species, Darwin wrote, "According to my view, varieties are species in the process of formation, or are, as I have called them, incipient species."